A very good morning to you. It is Sunday, the 31st of May, 2020, and this is your friend, Angus Buchan, with a thought for the day. Today, as we know, is Pentecost Sunday. What happened on Pentecost Sunday? Well, we remember that was the day that the Lord Jesus sent His Holy Spirit to dwell with us here on earth. I know that upper room so well in Jerusalem. I had the privilege of walking in there one day with my wife, Jill, and there wasn't a soul in that room except the two of us. And I lay prostrate on the ground and really prayed and thanked God for the presence of His Holy Spirit. There are two things that He means to me. The first thing is He is a friend. And the second thing is He is a helper. Now, maybe today you are feeling very lonely. And I want to tell you there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. The Bible tells us in Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 24. But remember, to have a friend, you need to be a friend. It's a two-way relationship. The Oxford Dictionary tells me that a friend is a person with whom one has a bond of mutual affection. Spend time today with your friend. Speak to him. You say to me, but Angus, he doesn't speak back to me. Oh, but my friend, if you sit quietly in the garden or in your room and allow him to speak to you, he will speak to you in your heart. Jesus said, it is important for me to leave so that I can send you a helper. Now, maybe you're sitting at home and you don't have anybody to help you. You're feeling totally at a loss. Well, a helper is one who makes it easier for someone to do something. Jesus said very clearly in John chapter 16 and verse 7, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the helper, there he is, will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. I don't know how many times he has helped me. He has helped me in my deepest needs. He has helped me in the most amazing circumstances I have got myself into. And he has never once left me, and he has never once deserted me. So we have a friend, his name is Jesus, and he has sent his Holy Spirit to be with us. And that's what we are remembering on this day. And secondly, he is a helper. You know, he's the best farmer that has ever lived. And I cannot tell you how many times when I've been undecided, Lord, do we plant the crop or don't we? And in the quietness of my heart, he will tell me, just hang on a bit. And as sure as anything, I'd hang on a bit, and then the right time would come. Lord, do I sell my cattle or do I hold them back? I remember distinctly, many, many years ago, I was in deep financial trouble. I had a beautiful herd of cattle. Lord, do we sell them? And I felt the Holy Spirit say to me, sell them now. And it broke my heart. My sons and myself, we couldn't even load our own cattle. We had to get our neighbors to do it, because they become very special to us. But do you know that a week later, the dreaded foot and mouth disease broke out in KwaZulu-Natal, and you couldn't sell a cow? Timing is so important, and the Holy Spirit will tell you what to do. Maybe you contemplating today, do I get married or not? The Holy Spirit will show you whether that young man or that young lady is to be your helpmeet, your partner for the rest of your life. Ask him, call upon him, and he will answer you. He is a friend and he is a helper. The Holy Spirit is so special to me. The older I'm getting, the sweeter he becomes to me. Have a wonderful day. Goodbye.